Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Omud Beis, and we're beginning a brand new Simen Kuf Chav Tes, the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and this is dealing with some of the tefillos of Nesias Kapayim, of Duchening still. So the Mechaber starts off and he says, Ein Nesias Kapayim Ela B'Shachris U'Musuf U'B'Ne'ila B'Yom She'esh Bo Ne'ila K'mo B'Yom Kippurim. We only duchen, and we'll see, of course, this is in Eretz Yisrael, or in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to now, when we only in Chutz Laretz just duchen by Musaf, as we'll learn, and which we've already learned. So the Mechaber says, we don't duchen except at Shacharis, Musaf, and on a day that has Ne'ilah, that's when we duchen as well, for example, like Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph explains, Hainu, the b'chol Yom Shacharis, he's saying, weekdays, and this is the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, that they lay in every day, they duchen every day on a weekday, by Shachris time, and on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they do it by Shachris as well as by Musaf, and on Yom Kippur, they do it by Shachris and Musaf, and as well, they do it by Tfilas Ne'ilah. As long as v'hu kishu adayin yom, as long as it's still daytime. The Dirshu footnote number one writes, bringing down the reason for this from the Magin Avram in the name of the Maram Tikton, was brought down by the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tuf Reish Chof Gimel. The reason for this is Mishum Shehukshu Nesias Kapayim Le'avodah. Duchening is an aspect or related to the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, as it says, L'sharso ulevarach bishmo, that we serve HaKodesh Baruch Hu and bless the people in His name. And this is an Avodah, and therefore Avodah is only done during the daytime, as the Gemara in Zvachim says. And the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkot Yud Aleph writes, you can still duchen up to about a half an hour before the stars come out. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Yashav Zatzal, they both said, b'di'evet, you can rely upon the shitas that say that this is still allowed to be called daytime until 13 and a half minutes after the shkia. So b'di'evet, you can rely upon that. But they add, l'chatchila, you should be makbit to make sure that you finish the Nesias Kapayim while it's still before the shkia. And if you see that you're running late, you should actually skip some of the piyutim in order, in the Chazaras Hashatz, in order to be able to make the zman properly. Now this is for the duchening. They point out as well, in regards to the saying, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, so then we learn in Simen Tuf Reish Chof Gimel, Shiyomar Afilu Belaila, that you're allowed to say in the Chazor Sashatz, even if it's definitely nighttime already, because that's part of the davening. And as long as the beginning of the davening was started in the proper time, then you're allowed to say the Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, even if it's after already dark, in Lahakbid B'Zeh, you don't have to be Makbid on this. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, on a day that we say Ne'ila, Hainu, in those days, B'tanisim, they used to say on all of their Tanesim, Ne'ila. As we'll learn in Simen Tof Kuf Ayin Tes. Shetiknu Rabbanim v'hem Tfilas Ne'ila K'mo B'yom Kippurim. When they would have a special need for the Tzibur, and they would have an Ace Tzara for the Tzibur, and they would make a Tanis Tzibur for the Tzibur because of bad times, so then they would add Ne'ila as well. Back to the Mechaber, he says, however, we don't duchen avolo b'mincha. We never duchen by mincha time. Why? Mishum d'shchicha shichros b'yosusha. Because there's a likelihood that the Kohanim will have drunk something, a revius of wine. Again, wine was a very common beverage in those days. They didn't have sodas or coffees or things like that all the time. Wine was the chamar medina. They would drink it all the time as a regular beverage. And therefore, if you drank more than revius, as we learned in the previous simon, you're not allowed to go up and duchen. And therefore, since they finished lunch and then would go and duchen the daven mincha, so that would be a problem in regards to Shichrus, Shemi Yeha Kohen Shikr, the coin might be Shikr, and of course it's forbidden to duchen in that inebriated state. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes, Shinishtake Busudasa, we're not Chas V'Shalom saying that these people are drunks, but we're saying they may have had some wine during the meal. V'Shikr also Nesias Kapayim. Any amount of drinking above a revius makes the person forbidden to go and do Nesias Kapayim, as we've already learned in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Lamed Ches. But the rabbis didn't make such a gzera by Musaf time. Why not? Since you're not allowed to really eat a meal, and therefore you're not going to drink wine in that meal before Musaf, you're only allowed to have a short little taste, which Dirshu footnote number two brings down from Simen Reish Pevav, that this means pas mu'etis akibetza, a small amount of bread up to a kibetza's worth, or some fruit, or things like that. So therefore, there's no concern that you're going to drink during that meal wine, and therefore you can duchen by Musaf time. What about on Simchas Torah? So we've already discussed previously, and he brings down here in the rest of the footnote the words of the Levush. She'ein noagim la'alos l'duchen mishum shemitzuyah shichrus. We don't go up and duchen by Musaf time. Many places have the custom that they duchen instead on Shachris by Simchas Torah because many people make Kiddush after the Shachris, after laning, and therefore by Musaf there's a concern that they may have drunk a revius of wine. Every place has its own minhagim, and each shul should do what their minhag is. They should just be very careful that it shouldn't lead to chas v'shalom, Kohanim going up and duchening when they have drunk a revius of wine. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes, in this situation by Musaf, leka l'mechash l'shichus. We don't have to be concerned about drunkenness by Musaf. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and he says, why don't we allow duchening by mincha on a tainis day? Because if we allow mincha on a tainis, when there is no concern about shichros, then people will say, oh yeah, we duchened at mincha by the tainis, so we can duchen at mincha every day, and therefore there will be a potential for a takala that on a regular mincha day, the kohen might go up and duchen when he's somewhat inebriated or drank a ravis of wine. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet writes, when we're talking here about a tainis, hainu shel tainis tzibur sheyesh bo me'ilah, they're talking about the special days of fasting that were gozer on the tzibur because of some tzara, or on Yom HaKippurim. Sivkot and Hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Levi should be Yom Sheyesh Bo Ni'ilah, Mispal L'mincho Be'od HaYom Gadol. On days that they would say Ni'ilah, on those Tanesim, not like our Tanesim today where we don't say Ni'ilah except on Yom Kippur, so they would say Ni'ilah, and they wanted to make sure that they said Ni'ilah before the day has gone. So therefore, they would daven mincha much earlier. Kideit lahaskel ni'ila kodem shkia sacham, in order to make sure that ni'ila was started at least before the sun set. So therefore, mincha would be earlier in the afternoon. Lokain mischalefesi b'mincha shoshar hayame. It easily could be confused with the mincha of the rest of the year, which is said in an earlier time, as that was their custom. Shayu noagim gamkin l'spalo ba'od hayom godo. They would often frequently daven mincha earlier in the day. V'nei shayu rotzum lechol achar kach, because they wanted to eat after mincha, their lunch meal, shayu because technically you're not allowed to have a big meal before you daven mincha, as we will learn in Siman Reish Lamed Beis. And by Ni'ilah, they didn't have to make the gzera, don't duchen by Ni'ilah, because you may duchen the other days of Ni'ilah when you've eaten, because the other days don't have Ni'ilah, kim betainis. You only have Ni'ilah on the tainis. Then the Mechaber says, Abul betainis, she'ein bo Ni'ilah, but by the tanesim that we have, nowadays the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav says, Hainu kol ha'arboa tanios v'tzom ester. We're talking here about Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tevish, Vos B'Tamos, Tishabov, and Tainis Ester, the four tanesim plus Tainis Ester that we have nowadays. She'ein bo Ni'ilah, we do not say Ni'ilah on any of these days. Since we don't therefore daven mincha earlier, and we're just davening mincha right before the shkia, he domilatilas ni'ila. This is similar to ni'ila. The likelihood of a person saying, hey, this is very comparable to mincha, so I duchen yesterday by mincha by the tainis, so I can duchen today by mincha, but today you ate lunch, and it's right next to mincha, and therefore you may have drunk a revius of wine or more, and this would be a problem for duchening. So this is not a problem by the tanis tzibur that we have, but we'd have a mincha much later on. Therefore, the Mechaber says, Hilkoch, yesh bonus yesh kapayim. Therefore, we do allow duchening when we have our Tanis Tzibur today, those four Tanesim for the Churban Beis Hamikdash, as well as Tainis Ester. And the Ramah adds, Va'aminok Shalonu Kvar Nisbar Le'el Simen Kuf Chav Ches. The Ramah says, nowadays, that we learned this already in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, we don't duchen at all times. We only duchen on Musaf of Yontif, so these dinim are not applicable, although we'll see that they are applicable to a certain extent in terms of whether we say Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu, the Chazaras Hashatz duchening that the Chazan says. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin writes, some of the Shkia Sechama, nowadays that we daven Mincha, much closer to the Shkia Sechama. In those days, Shoshayo Minhagim, it was their Minhag, Le'achra, some of the Shkia. Apparently, on the Tanais Tzibur that we were talking about, the Tanayos Tzibur, they would go and daven some of the Shkia in this situation, because there was no Ni'ilah on those days. The issue footnote number 4 brings down an interesting discussion. Ulefizia, according to this, if a person gavens before the mincha ketana is the period of time that is 2.5 hours before the shkia. Kosev b'shelus shuvus shevet alevi, ravozes atzal of the shevet alevi writes, v'chein da'as hagon v'shlom zalman arbach, also, she'en lisa os kapayim. He says if you're going to daven mincha earlier on a tainis, you shouldn't duchen. V'chein kosev hagon rav tokachinshki zatzal. In the Luach Eretz Yisrael, he says the same thing. When you're davening mincha earlier, and certainly if you're davening mincha at the earliest possible time, which is a half an hour past chatzos, you shouldn't duchen on those days of a tainis tzibur. But the Chazaras Hashatz can include Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, the words of the nusach of the duchening. Furthermore, the Nochon Lahanik Tvilas Mincha Betainis Achaz Man Plaga Mincha. He says it's preferable not only to start by Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 hours before the Shkia, he says it's preferable to daven Mincha on those days 1 hour and 15 minutes before the Shkia, in order to allow Duchening to be done. Finally, the Shelus Achuvus Orla Tzion brings down Lechatchila Yeocher Ad Chatzi Shol Fnei Shkia. He says ideally you should even wait to daven Mincha closer to the Shkia. However, I will mi plaga mincha efshaliso kapayim. But certainly, if it's after the plaga mincha, an hour 15 minutes before the shkia, that's when you start mincha. You can certainly duchen then. Although he prefers that you should start that mincha a half an hour before the shkia. That's the opinion of these Gedolim. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish writes, "Sh'av shemitam ze einosim kapayim ele b'mincha ketana." He says, even though because of this reasoning, you should only duchen after mincha ketana, he says, nevertheless, mikomoko mitochin sh'acha shetiknu be'ez chasimus ha-talmud, since at the time of the closure of the Gemara, they did paskin that we do duchen on mincha v'tainis, we don't have the right to change that halacha. And this would be true even if you daven at 12:30, a half an hour after chatzos. We don't have the right to change the minhag that you're allowed to duchen by mincha even if you're davening this mincha gedola. Why? Because we follow the minhag of our forefathers that they did duchen at mincha time on a tainis. Even though the reasonings don't apply, nevertheless, the halacha doesn't get changed. And this, in fact, was the custom in the Chazon Ish's Beis Medrash, that the Kohanim would, in fact, go and duchen, even if they davened Mincha Gedola. My understanding was that the Chazon Ish always tried to daven Mincha Gedola. That's a discussion that we'll have to wait for when we get to the halachos of Mincha, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. Now we go to Sivkot and Ches in the Mishnah Berurah, commenting on the Ramah, who's saying, we've already discussed what our minug is in Simen Kuf Chav Ches. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rotsu Lomar, the Ramah is meaning to tell us, She'ein nosim kapayim klal b'bi nosenu b'choyim osa shana. Nowadays, our minug is not to go duchen every day in Chutz Laaretz over here, rak b'yom tovim, we only duchen on Yontif, and even then, v'gam zeh rak b'tilas Musaf, and we only duchen in Musaf, we don't duchen in Shachris, and we certainly don't duchen at Mincha. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umikol makom, kol hadinim haniskorim b'siv zeh." All of the halachas that we discussed so far in Sif Aleph, there is a nafkamina. We don't say that's not halach lemaisa. Yeah, there is a nafkamina. There are ramifications of this. Gam l'didon, even for us who in Chutz Laaretz don't duchen. And this is in regards l'inyan amiras alokeinu v'lokei avoseinu borcheinu barbachov mavshuleshes v'chule, etc. The Chazaras Hashatz saying of this. As we've already learned in Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, the Bizman Shiroi Medina Lisa Kapaim, when you are halachically allowed to duchen, then Omrim Elokeinu Velkei Avoseinu. Then you are in fact allowed to say Elokeinu Velkei Avoseinu. We'll start Sif Beis, even though this is really tomorrow's daf. The Mechaber says, Kohen Sha'avar Va'ola LaDuchen B'Yom HaKippurim B'Mincha. If a Kohen went up and went to the duchen to go duchen on Yom Kippur time by Mincha, since we know that nobody is eating on Yom Kippur and there's very, very, very little, if any, likelihood that the person has drunk and he's inebriated or drank even a reviz of wine, so then if he went up there, then we do allow him to go up in Duchen and we don't bring him down. Why? Because we're concerned over here that we cast aspersions on this person and tell him to go down. People say, oh, it has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. We duchen on Mincha on a tiny stibur. It must be that he's not a kosher Kohen, and that's why the rabbi told him to go down, and that will cast aspersions on his legacy, and therefore on his lineage, and we don't allow this, since technically he's allowed to go up and duchen, because there is no concern of shichrus on Yom Kippur by Mincha time. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes writes, on the words of the Mechaber, Shadovi Yadua Shein Shem Shechurs, everybody knows that he's not drunk. Wrote to Lomar, Velo Asru Bazeh, Ki Im Mishum De Michlach Bishar Yomi. The only reason, therefore, is not because of the concern that he's drunk, it's only that people might make a mistake and then duchen the rest of the year on Mincha time, as we've already learned in Sif Aleph. And therefore, Lochain, in this situation, because we're concerned about his lineage having cast aspersions on it, Ein Marida no Soim Kvarola. We don't tell him to step down from the duchen and not duchen if he's already gone up. However, but mincha of any other day, im olo yere. Then, in fact, we do tell the person to go down, because then there is a real concern not only of casting aspersions on his legacy, but maybe the person really did drink a revius of wine, and that would be a real problem if he duchened. The Rambam adds over here, and he says, Hagah, v'lochein omrim b'mincha b'yom kippurim. Therefore, on mincha tam and yom kippur, since technically you would be allowed to duchen, it's only this concern over here that we say you may make a mistake the rest of the year by mincha and go and duchen. So then the Chazaras Hashatz, we do say on mincha yom kippurim, elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, barcheinu barbacha, etc. Even though this seems to go against the rule that we only say that elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu when you could duchen. So here it would seem to suggest that you shouldn't say Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. Nevertheless, the Rambam says, Mikol makom, hoel v'im olo lo yerit. Since if the Kohen did go up to Duchim, we would technically allow him to. So this is also called Mikre Kitsas Roy. He brings down the name that goes by money, that this is in fact called a little bit that it's Roy to Duchim, since if he went up there, we wouldn't take him down, and therefore we say Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. How do we paskin? So the Rambam says, Elokei noagim medinos elu, afa pishiesh chokim. We do paskin that we allow the saying of Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, even though there are those that disagree. The Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Yud writes, Mikre Kitzas Roy, it's considered a little bit that the Kedukhin, or Mikom Mokom. However, Hamasanos Ad Chatzos, or Mispal Mincha, people that fast the half a day, and then they daven Mincha after the half a day, for example, Kagom Be'er Rosh Hashanah Chodomer, on days like Erev Rosh Hashanah, or other days like that, where the minhag is to fast the half a day by some people, lo yomar shliach tzibur elokeinu kavaseinu afilu l'shita zu. They certainly don't have the right by mincha to say elokeinu kavaseinu because they're only fasting a half a day, and therefore we wouldn't let them go up and duchen if they went up to the duchen to go and duchen, and therefore in this situation we would not say elokeinu kavaseinu. Rav Yitzchayim in the Sharetzion in Sifkot and Hay brings this down in the name of the El Yeraba, the Mogen Yiborim, the Mari, as opposed to the opinion of the Mogen Avram, and the reasoning is hatam the betanisim ka'elu on these half fast days, enesis kapayim b'mincha midina, b'afilu b'di'evid, because you're not allowed to duchen then, even b'di'evid, ki b'shar yomos ha'shana, like the rest of the year. The lo shayach b'zeh lomar, it's not appropriate to say, shadover yadua she'en shom shichus, and everybody knows there's no shichus that day, because they fasted after day. Ki even she'en otayin is gomor l'chol hayom, it's not true. People are breaking their fast at lunchtime, and they may have drunk during the lunch meal. V'afilu b'misanim kol hayom, and even when people fast the entire day, el she'en otayin is sibur, but it's not a formal time of sibur for everybody else. Ki gom b'zayim b'odr, as many people have the custom to fast on Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit, Chevra Kadishas, or across the world, they actually literally do to this day. Many of them do fast even on Zayin Adar, or on Tu B'Kislev, or Chedom, or other days which have been tragedies for the Jewish people, where the minhag is in many places to fast. Shemis Asmu Chaburus Misadim, and there are even a large groups of people that are gathering together to fast. He says, nevertheless, even in these situations, Gam Kein Das, Harbi Achronin, the Bechon Zeh, also B'Nesias Kapayim, he still don't allow duchening on these days with Mincha, and this is the din, even B'di'evit, and therefore, there is a chashash of shikrus over here, just like there is the rest of the year. The lowi tira el b'tanis sibur gomer. They only allowed it on a formal tanis sibur where everybody is really not drinking, and one doesn't have to be concerned that there are some people that are drunk. And therefore, we don't say elokeinu kavaseinu on all these other days, but we do say it on the full tanis sibur. This concludes today's shir and Simon Kuf Chav Tes.